Om Shanti. Today is Thursday, 21st June 2018. Today's blessing is, may you have all rights and finish dependency, adhinta, by experiencing your right of Him belonging to you. To make the Father belong to you means to experience your right, adhikar. Where there is right, you do not have any dependency on the self. There is no dependency on relationships and connections. There is no dependency on matter or adverse situation. When all these types of dependency finish, you become one with all rights. Those who know the Father and have made Him belong to themselves by knowing Him are great and have all rights. Baba is telling, those who make Father belong to themselves, they experience all rights, and whenever and wherever there are rights, then there is no type of dependency. All the dependencies finish. You become one with all right, adhikari. Those who know the Father and have made Him belong to themselves by knowing Him are great and have all rights, adhikar. This blessing talks about virtue of self-reliance, not to depend on anybody for anything. All the dependency, they ultimately bring sorrow. So Baba is telling us to finish all types of dependencies, to become self-reliant, and then to experience all rights, adhikari. There are two words, one is adhikar and another is adhinta. Adhinta means dependency on something, on somebody. Adhikari means the one who has got all the rights. Those who are adhikari, they cannot become adhin, they cannot have adhinta, they cannot have dependency. Because this, you cannot call it vice directly, but yes, it can generate vices, dependency, the sanskar of dependency. Those dependencies could be anything. We remain depend on another person for physical help. That could be physical dependency. We are dependent on somebody for some intellectual task, which if we are given, we are unable to do, and we depend on somebody else's intellect. Intellectual dependency, emotional dependency, where we become so much emotionally involved and dependent on somebody that we become plaything in the hands of that person. If that person wants, we become happy. If that person doesn't want, we become unhappy. Just plaything or toy. The remote of our emotions or mood is in the hand of that person, and we have given that remote to him. So that is emotional dependency. There is something which is known as social dependency, where it is very difficult for a person to stay alone in solitude even for some time. He wants company of people, and the moment the person is given some solitude, he feels lonely, depressed, restless, wants to talk with somebody, wants to communicate with somebody. It's horrible state of mind where person cannot stay alone even for small time, sometime. He feels very much restless. So that is also a sort of dependency where, for example, one sister is there and she is in one place doing lot of service, And suddenly, if she is transferred and she is told to go to some other place, and she goes there and she finds that there is hardly any service there, there are hardly any students there, there are hardly anybody coming there. So a sort of social isolation in spirituality comes. This can also be taken as in a positive manner. Till now I worked, I served. Now it's a time for tapasya. I remember once I had gone to one center, and that was the Kokan area of Maharashtra. And in that center only two students were there. Only two students. One was old man and another was some mother. And it's not that those sisters were not serving or working. They used to do a lot of service. But only two students. Many people would come, they would do the course and go away. Because in that area, people are used to eating non-vegetarian food, fishes and all. So I asked the sister, "How do you feel?" So she told a very beautiful answer. She said, "Once upon a time, I was in one center where there was so much service whole day. People are coming, going, and a lot of activities and so on and so forth. But from last few years, I came here and there is hardly any service here. There is hardly any student coming here. They come, they do the course, but they never become regular students. So from last so many years, only two students are there." So she said, "I have accepted this situation with love. I have accepted this situation with love. And I am utilizing my time in tapasya. I am utilizing my time in reading murlis, in churning murlis, in understanding the knowledge. Earlier I was too busy, but now I have ample of time." And it's not that we are not working. We are working day and night, doing courses and different activities, but in spite of everything, people do not become regular. But I found her stage was very strong, very good. So there is some amount of social dependency within us. We want people. People sometimes is our treatment. If people are not there, if the crowd is not there, if that hustle and bustle is not there, we feel lonely. It's good that to remain occupied with work. But when such a thing happens, even that we should accept with love. And we should not make anything our clutches. So, physical dependency, emotional dependency, intellectual dependency, social dependency, financial dependency. As much as possible, we should try to remain financially independent. Except those who are staying in Madhuban and except those who are staying in center. All others, especially Kumars, they should try to remain independent financially. We need not to beg for money. Never a time should come in our lives that we beg for money, because begging for money makes us weak. So it's better that we remain self-reliant, stand on our own feet and go ahead in life. And the last and the most subtle of dependencies is the spiritual dependency, where for our spiritual efforts, our spiritual purusharth, we are dependent on somebody. In the initial stages it is okay, but as we progress ahead, our Purusharth should become independent. It should not depend on any class. Our spiritual efforts or spiritual journey or spiritual life or this spiritual pilgrimage. Today Baba said this is spiritual pilgrimage and this is a big race, lambi daud. And the manzil and the destination is very high. This is a spiritual pilgrimage. So, walk alone in this path of spirituality. The more the clutches, the more would be the dependence. Just as two brothers are there and they have been given equal property, estate or money by their father. Father dies and in 5 years the elder brother has become bankrupt. The younger brother, he has become even more rich than what he was. They were asked, what happened? Why this difference? In 5 years, 5 years back they had same money. After 5 years, one brother is bankrupt. Another brother has become even more rich. The younger brother says, we were given equal property by our father, but my elder brother, he dependent on others, servants. He used to say, go and bring this, go and bring that. Go and do this, go and do that. So his slogan was, go, go, go. He used to say, go, go, go. So along with the servants, his property also went away. The younger brother, yeah? The younger brother, he used to say to all his servants, come and follow me. I'll tell how to do it. I will do. So his slogan was, come, 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 come and follow me. The elder brother used to say, go, go, go. So everything went away and he was reduced to poverty. While the younger brother, his slogan was, come, come, come. So all things came to him. So try to be as much self-reliant as possible. In the initial stages, it's good that you take help of places, because there are good places. Best place is Madhuban. But gradually your Purusharth should become independent even of Madhuban. Your Purusharth should become independent even of center. Your Purusharth should become independent of any place on this planet Earth. Because we never know at the time of death where we would be. Suppose somebody is staying in Madhuban for 40 years and he goes out for a day outside and he dies. We had one brother in hospital who was in the hospital since inception, from the time the hospital started. So he is a Madhuban Nivasi. He went home after very long hiatus. So there he had a cow in his village and he was carrying that cow to some place and that cow hit him and the horns of the cow pierced his abdomen. He was taken to the hospital, declared dead. So that was the death happened, though he stayed here for a long time. So it's not that when you are in this place, you will die here. You can go anywhere. So everything is so unpredictable. So our stage of mind, our sthiti should not depend even on any place. Our stage should not depend even on time. This time it's good and this time it's not good. Our stage should not depend on persons. When we are hearing somebody, when we are taking somebody's help, when somebody is doing Purusharth with us, that time we are okay. The moment that person leaves, even our Purusharth goes down. This should not happen. So Baba is talking about self-reliance. So try to become self-reliant. In English there is a very famous phrase, trust in God, but keep the powder dry. This is a phrase in English which says, trust in God, but keep the powder dry. This was way back in 17th century. Some army general was there, and he used to tell his army, you have to trust in God if you want to win, but that gunpowder, that should not remain wet. You have to remain ready for firing any time, because the enemy can attack any time. So from there the phrase has come. It was lost in between for 200 years, and in 1800 it emerged. So people started using this phrase, trust in God, but keep the powder dry. Trust in God, but be ready to fight yourselves. You need not to depend on anybody. Any dependency will lead to sorrow. If you are dependent emotionally, mentally, intellectually on anybody, it will ultimately culminate into sorrow. That's why what Baba is saying is, where there is a right, you do not have any dependency. Now here Baba has described three types of dependency. Sva, in the self. This needs churning. When Baba is saying dependency on the self, what does that mean? Old sanskars. Okay. So you should not even remain dependent, because they may deceive you. Those old sanskars. Sometimes we are overconfident. There is a disadvantage of self-reliance. Self-reliance, Atma Avalamban, Swavalamban is a very good virtue, but there is a negative side to it, ego. I can do everything myself. Or overconfident. Nobody can do as I do it. So one has to guard against this. So Baba is dependency on the self, dependency on relationships and connections. We are dependent on our relationships. This person, that person, that person. And once they leave, we are restless. So that should not happen like that. Dependency on the matter, prakriti. When the nature is good, atmosphere is good, that time we are doing purusharth. Once it starts raining, torrential rain, all gone. Chintan gone and everything gone. Now we are sitting in our room, don't want to go out also. We can listen to the class, staying in the room or whatever. So, dependency on prakriti, very cold, biting cold, purusharth automatically goes down. What purusharth has to do with weather? Whether it rains, whether it is scorching heat of sun, or whether it is a chill weather, our purusharth should remain unaffected. Ekras. Nothing should become our clutches. Throw away all these clutches, these Baisakhis. Vivekananda was asked once, what do you think about women? You seem to support women. Do you have any plan for supporting women? Mahila Sashaktikaran. Do you have any plan for helping women? Because women are weak. It is considered. Nirbal, Abla. So do you think of some plan, some project for supporting women? He said, hands off. Leave them alone. Don't think of helping them. They will help themselves. They have the power to stand on their own feet. Hands off. Don't try to support them. They are strong enough to support themselves. So, get rid of this dependency on weather and prakriti. Prakriti and paristhiti. Even this paristhiti, we are doing good purushart. This situation, purushart has gone down. This is also sort of dependency. So Baba is saying, when you finish these types of dependency, you become one with all rights, adhikari. Adhinta should go away and adhikar will come. So long as Adhinta is there, Adhikari we cannot become. So those who know the Father and have made Him belong to themselves, by knowing Him are great and have all rights. So those who are Mahan and who is Adhikari, the one who has known the Father and have made Him belong to themselves. This is what Papa has said in today's Murli Vardhan. So churn on this topic. What are the dependencies in my life? What are the clutches that I am holding in my life? What are the supports I have kept in my life? And how my life would be if all these supports go away? If all these supports, all these transitory clutches or dependencies would go away, how I would remain? Om Shanti.